Before we get into the specifics of yesterday's incident, what troubles me most is, as a department, as a city, we've been through a lot already. And members that have gotten sick, members that have given their life, whether it's in the health field, certainly in the police department. Make no mistake, this large gathering such as this is putting members of my department at risk. And it cannot happen. And it will not happen. And it's going to be met with very stern, as it was last night, immediately being broken up and stern consequences. What we know about yesterday's incident was at approximately 3:30 in the afternoon, we learned of the passing, unfortunately, of a prominent rabbi from the Williamsburg section of Brooklyn. Immediately, within minutes, members of the local precinct were in contact with clergy liaisons and members of the Jewish community in terms of what to expect at that location. Plans were put in place, a detail was put in place. Unfortunately, when you look back at some of the past incidents, there's been a lot of work done throughout New York City with every faith. And people, again, have been overwhelmingly compliant. But there has been a couple incidents that were not so. So contingency plans were put into place. A number of officers were detailed in the unlikely event that large numbers came, and we thought that that was a possibility. But absolutely, I think we've been pretty consistent, Mr. Mayor, for what seems like a longer time, but probably months now, that there are to be no gatherings in New York City, such as what we saw last night. So within, as the time unfolded last night, there was probably several thousand people that came in and around that location on Bedford Avenue. Additional officers, I was in conversations with members of the upper echelon of the NYPD. Additional officers were called in, and in pretty short time, that crowd was dispersed. And a number, I think the final tally I saw was 12 summonses were issued for a variety of offenses, certainly social distancing, and then including some for a refusal to disperse. But I want to end where I started with this. What happened last night simply cannot happen. And we need all New Yorkers have come together during this crisis, but they need to do it more than ever. And we need community leaders to stand beside us. We cannot have people unnecessarily being exposed to a disease that is having catastrophic effects on our membership and really New Yorkers as a whole.
Next, we have Henry.